Greetings, I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. Just recently, we lost our beloved family cat, Pumpkin, to an incurable disease. She was only young, middle-aged for a cat, but her life with us was over. We were with her in her last moments, hoping she knew how much she was loved, and hopefully giving her comfort as she passed away. We cried as we left the veterinary clinic, knowing we had lost a friend who loved us unconditionally and always without judgment. At times, the loss of a beloved pet can hit us as hard as the loss of a family member, perhaps because of that unconditional nature of the love we receive from our pets. Any of you who have loved a pet and have lost a pet can understand the feelings within us and the emptiness of our home. The question comes into mind, why did she have to die? She was so young, we thought, with many years ahead of her. There is no answer, but the familiar words from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 come to mind. For everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. We do not know what awaits us in heaven. Will animals be there? Will our pets be there? We don't know. But Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, are certainly reassuring. Jesus said, "Do not two sparrows sell for a halfpenny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's leave." God loves His creation and all of His creatures, great and small, all of them, yes, even our beloved pets. May we appreciate all of God's wonderful creation, especially the gift of animals God has given us to share our lives with, no matter how fleeting those moments in time may be. I'm Bob Geckler. To request a copy of this message, simply visit our website at www.calvary.ecucom.ro. That's calvary.ecucom.ro. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.